Sag ich da ein paar Kimmel mich da Gillian so besefer so mamalen so mamata so betrieder so besorg mit Tom and Essay da the margin of a sefer akadis of holy writing was on top and on bottom in the beginning and at the end would be mit Tom of your hand the Rabbana would go to the kitzi akadis holy writing on mit Tom of your hand if you touch it with your bare hand your hands would become a shani and would possible truma and not only the sefer itself but even the margin of the sefer would be mit Tom of your hand the reason being is that you're required to leave a margin when you write a sefer HaKodesh. You have to leave a margin of 3 finger width on the top and a tefach on the bottom. And in the beginning of the sefer, you have to leave enough of a margin so that when you roll the sefer HaKodesh, you roll on that margin. So that margin has to be enough to wrap the entire sefer Torah with that margin. And at the end, you need to leave enough of a margin so that you can attach a pole to the end of the sefer so that you can roll it with that pole. Rabbi Yehuda, I measure the sefer and metame aje yaselo. Rabbi Yehuda said, the margin at the end of the sefer would not be metame your hand, unless you make a pole to attach there to that margin. And if you didn't make a pole that you attach to the end of the sefer, the margin at the end of the sefer is not necessary and could be cut off. So therefore, it doesn't have the kedusha of the sefer and would not be metame your hand. But if you attach a pole to that margin and you use that pole to roll the sefer, then that margin would have the same kedusha as the sefer and would be metame your hand.
A sefer that has been erased, and there are 85 letters left in the sefer that have not been erased, which is the amount of letters there are in the parsha of Ahiv and Saharon in the Torah. Such a sefer is still regarded as a sefer HaKodesh and would be metame your dying, your hands would be tummy, as far as truma is concerned. As we have said previously, a kitzei HaKodesh are metame your hands in regards to truma. And a sefer that has been mostly erased, if there are 85 letters left, it would still be considered a sefer HaKodesh to be metame the Yadayim, since those are the amount of letters that there are in the parsha of Ahiv and Saharon in the Torah. As the matter tells us, the parsha of Ahiv and Saharon in the Torah is considered a sefer in itself. As the matter says, there are 7 Sfarim in the Torah, the sefer Bereishit, sefer Shmos, sefer Vayikra, and sefer Devarim. And on top of that, sefer Bamidbar is considered 3 Sfarim. As the parsha of Ahiv and Saharon is considered a sefer in itself, and therefore, Bamidbar is broken into 3. As the part of Bamidbar before the parts of Ahiv and Saharon and the part of Bamidbar after the parts of Ahiv and Saharon are considered separate farms, since the parts of Ahiv and Saharon is also a separate sefer. So therefore, altogether, there are 7 farms in the Torah. Megillah Shekasa Bapehe Oitir, the parts of Ahiv and Saharon, Metam Efeyadon. A Megillah in which there are 85 letters in that Megillah, the Mepharshim explained, doesn't literally mean a gill. It means one column in a sefer Torah that has 85 letters, which is the amount of letters in the parts of Ahiv and Saharon, would be mitame zeit yadayim if that one column separates itself from the rest of the sefer Torah. If there are 85 letters in that column, it would be considered a sefer in itself and would be mitame your hand, since it has the same amount of letters that there are in the parts of Ahiv and Saharon. Kol kitzei HaKodesh mitame efi yadayim. All kitzei HaKodesh, all forms, would be mitame the yadayim. Shira Shirim B'Kohelis Mitamin Efe Yadayim. Sefer Shira Shirim and Kohelis, which is written by Shlomo HaMelech, also considered Kitzei HaKodesh, and would be Mitam your hand in regards to Truma. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Shira Shirim Mitam Efe Yadayim B'Kohelis Machokas. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shira Shirim would be Mitam your hands, but as far as Kohelis is concerned, it's a Machokas, whether Kohelis is considered Kitzei HaKodesh, and would be Mitam your hands. Rabbi Yosi Amiki Kohelis Eina Mitame Efe Yadayim V'Shira Shira Machlokas. Rabbi Yosi is Mako. He takes a lenient approach. He says Kohelis is definitely not Mitame Yadayim, as Kohelis is not written in Ruach HaKodesh. Shlomo HaMelech did not have Ruach HaKodesh when he wrote it. It's the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech, the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. And since it was not written with Ruach HaKodesh, it is not considered Kitzei HaKodesh. It would not be Mitame Yadayim. While Shira Shira is a Machlokas, it's a Machlokas whether Shira Shira was written with Ruach HaKodesh or it's merely the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore, we have machlokes whether it's metame yadayim. As if it's written in Ruach HaKodesh, it would be metame yadayim. But if it's merely the chachma, Shlomo HaMelech, would not be metame yadayim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Koheles Mekula Beishamai Umei Chumre Beisol. Rabbi Shimon said, Koheles Beishamai take the lenient approach with regard to Koheles of the coins of Beishamai. If not considered Kitzei HaKodesh, would not be metame yadayim. While Beisola would take the stringent approach according to Beisol. It was written with Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it is considered Kitzei HaKodesh, and would be Metame Efe Yadayim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Mekubo Ani, Mipi Ayim, Bein Zaken, Beyon, Sheheshivu, Es Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Be Yeshiva. Sheshir HaShirim, Bekohel, Es Metame Efe Yadayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai said, I have a tradition for 72 Zekanim, which is Sanhedrin HaGadol. Sanhedrin HaGadol was made up of 71 Zekanim, plus the Muflis of the Bezin, the one who presided over Sanhedrin, 72 Zekanim altogether. That these 72 Zekanim, established on the day of the Revelation of Nazareth, was put at the head of the yeshiva, that Shira Shirma and Kohelis are considered kids of the Kodesh, and would be Metame Ziyadan. Amar Rabbi Akiva Chas V'Shalom. The Kibbutz said, "Chas v'shalom, nechfas adam meyisrael asher asher shelo tetame es yedai she'en kol olam kula kidai ki hen shenitim bo asher asherim liyisrael shekol ktuvim kodesh usher asherim kodesh kedosh." Nobody has ever argued about asher asher that it should not be metamei yedai, according to Rabbi Akiva. Asher asher is definitely metamei yedai. That the kedusha in the world is not enough for the day that Shir HaShirim was given to Yisrael, as all Ksuvim are Kodesh, but Shir HaShirim is a step above that. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. Then Nechukhu, if there is a Machokas regarding one of the Sifrei HaKodesh, well, Nechukhu Ella Al Kohelis. Machokas would be with regards to Kohelis, as you cannot equate Shir HaShirim and Kohelis. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim, was definitely written with Ruach HaKodesh, is definitely Metal Yadayim, according to Rabbi Akiva. If there's any machlokes at all between the Chacham, it would not be with regard to Shir HaShirim, but would be with regard to Kohel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Chamish Rabbi Akiva Kedivrei ben Azai. Kach nechlokhu v'kach gamru. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua, who was the son of the father of Rabbi Akiva, said the same as ben Azai. He said that they argued by both Kohel and Shir HaShirim. He disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does not want to equate Shir HaShirim and Kohel. Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua, he said that Shir HaShirim and Kohelis are equated. And he also, Ben Azai, who said that both Shir HaShirim and Kohelis are Matamei Ziyadai. As originally, they argued by both Shir HaShirim and Kohelis, they equated the two. They had a Machokas by both. But at the end, they ended up agreeing that Shir HaShirim and Kohelis are Matamei Ziyadai. As according to Ben Azai, we can equate Shir HaShirim and Kohelis, even though the conclusion was that they are both Matamei Ziyadai, but we do not say that one has any more Kedusha than the other. Not like Rabbi Akiva, who said that Shir HaShirim has more Kedusha than Kohelis.